It is my pleasure to present...
Good morning, and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Yeah, fine morning to be with you. I'm Dave, that's Jay. Hey, maybe this is your first morning ever listening. This is your first impression of the show right here. Welcome in. And really, where have you been? Honestly, where have you been? That's all right. We'll forgive you. Good morning, Jay.
I'm excited.
Are you? For what?
Sports Business Journal just broke some big, big news.
Already?
Already. 6:03.
I mean, it's a good way to start. Yesterday was like day O breaking news. Let me turn it up here. All right. Nope, that's not working. Why is that not working? Is that your fault?
Nah, you're up over here. Ayo.
Hey. All right, let me close and open. Hey, if this is your first...
Are you connected to the Bluetooth of your car again?
No, that's only for... That's only Spotify.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, go ahead. What is it? I can't figure it out.
Set to return in 2022, the spring of 2022.
Uh-huh.
The United States Football League. Really? That's right. The league, which had a team once owned by former President Donald Trump... Had players like Herschel Walker.
I think it's on your side.
Steve Young. It's not. You're up. I'm telling you. I'm looking at it right now.
It.
All the buttons are
I'm
correct.
Just telling you.
Well, you're not okay. Playing it good.
Well.
Maybe you have a problem. And like other people with problems, you want to blame everyone else.
I mean, this has happened before. And it was your fault.
It's also happened before and it's been your fault.
I don't think that's the way it is. What that's like exciting breaking news.
Do you want to come see the board?
No.
It's up. The on button's blue.
I'm
that
just
means
saying,
it's turned on.
That's exciting breaking news.
Heck yeah, man! We're gonna have like 65 different spring football leagues. Maybe Sacramento gets a team. Because what do we have the USFL now? We're gonna have the XFL. Fan-controlled league.
The XFL is. I thought that was dead.
No, remember The Rock bought it.
Oh God. I mean.
Football galore. America's pastime. We're always looking for more stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, if Sacramento got a USFL team, that'd be fun.
I think it just makes me sad every time because you got these people that are rich and they're spending this money and it's going to fail. It always does.
No.
And all this money goes down the drain.
Can you point to examples? I don't know of any. USFL, the Arena Football League.
I'm just saying.
The AAF. What was the other? Not USFL, but what was the one the Mountain Lions were in?
Yeah.
Was that just the UFL?
Yeah, something. Yeah, I work for them.
Oh, you're right. Sure. There's a trend there, isn't there?
World League of American Football.
Oh, I forgot about that. NFL Europe?
Is it NFL Europe? Like, is somebody going to, like, will somebody someday just figure it out?
Mm-mm.
They won't.
Isn't that amazing?
They don't. They just keep throwing money.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's like
apparently Fox is a major investor in this.
De'Aaron?
No, the channel.
Oh, I know why. I do.
Oh, enlighten me.
I do. It's an education I've gotten over the last 9 years.
Okay.
When I got really involved with the fight for the Kings. I started forming relationships with a lot of soon-to-be owners of the team. No, wait to the end of the story before you do the Ooh, I'm Dave.
Nope.
I've gotten to know a lot of really rich people over the last 9 years. That's, again, not a thing. One thing I've noticed is there's a few things in common. Well, no, let me be clear here. This doesn't apply to all of them. I'm saying... More than a few that I've known. Number one, they're really gossipy, like
yes.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Did you see the little yacht that Tom bought? My yacht's so much bigger than Tom.
It's so weird the things they get upset about. Number two, they're such cowards. Like, so many rich people are total cowards.
That's not shocking at all, actually.
Oh, I'm not saying all this is shocking. I'm saying it's just stuff that I've learned.
Revelations of Carmichael Dave.
And maybe it's because they're afraid of losing what they've gotten. But you'd think that people that are that set for life be like, well, what's the worst case scenario? I fail and, I go live on an island for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Nope. And here's something that the majority, not all, but the majority have in common. They think because they were successful at building an empire, in many cases from scratch, mm-hmm. especially the self-made ones. Those are the worst ones. You'd think it would be the ones that were born into it, and they have right. their own set of issues.
Not the ones who had gone through trial and error and understood right. the business world and had to, like, get in there with the sharks and get bit a few times.
Yes. No, you'd think that the ones that inherited it would be the worst. And again, they have their own set of issues. But I just had to restart my computer.
It was all Jay's fault. I demand an apology.
Hey, the USFL is coming back. Breaking news.
Say sorry.
Why? It was Apple's fault. You know who should apologize? Tim Cook.
We'll get Tim on the phone.
I will. Tim Apple. The other thing, so yeah, they think because they were successful in their line of business that they, what happens, Jay, is their old friends almost all disappear and they get their post-rich friends.
Right.
The post-rich friends almost always want something or become reliant. And the symbiotic relationship forms throughout the years where their post-rich friends, meaning they became friends after they got rich, they begin to use the rich person for their own gains, good, whether it's working for them, investing with them, whatever it is.
Smart.
But they're also then beholden to them.
Ah, the money man. So when the hand, so to speak, do not bite it.
It's just psychology. So when the money man has an opinion on whether it's something in that business, well, look, they built this business. They know what they're talking about. But then they could have an opinion on sports. They could have an opinion on politics. They could have an opinion. And
isn't it crazy how money all of a sudden makes your opinion correct in that world?
It really is. So what happens is they begin surrounding themselves with sycophants and echo chamber people. And through the longer they've been rich, the more they are now convinced because they're surrounded by it. If you're surrounded by people and everybody in your orbit's like, Jay, that is a great job. You know what? That is an awesome black t-shirt.
You're right.
Jay, you look really good today. Hey, that point you made the other day, because people understand that the way you can – the easiest way to work a rich person, and I'm talking about filthy rich person, mm-hmm. you have to feed their ego constantly. So their ego is constantly being fed, and they develop this psychosis at some point where they think they're invincible. Every idea they have is great. Everything they think about is amazing. And when some rich guy starts talking about or gets pitched on, hey, let's start the USFL, or let's play positionless basketball, whatever it may be, they get surrounded by these sycophants that are like, yeah, but the sycophants are really thinking, you know what? It's not my money. So I'm going to end up advising this person. I'm going to get in on the ground floor. I'm going to make for me a boatload of cash. Mm-hmm. And if it fails, I don't care because I made my, you know, $15,000 a month consulting fee. Right. I'm good. And everybody gets a piece of the pie. And rich guy ends up losing the money, but it's a big ego exercise. Trust me when I say that's probably the most important thing I've ever said on these radio waves, because it's 100% accurate.
Boy, I did not expect you to come in guns a-blazing in the very first segment.
I'm just telling you, man.
I got to start breaking more mediocre news first thing in the morning.
It's something I've learned, and it's amazing. It's amazing to see that these people that I used to look at as almost immortal, like giants of industry, like, oh, my God, this guy is. And you get to know them, and a lot of them are awesome, but a lot of them are they just suck. Like, they're dorks.
Right.
With cash. Dorks with cash. Not a great name for a mortgage company. But United Wholesale Lending, that's a pretty awesome name. Speaking of breaking sports business news, United Wholesale Lending is a big national company, and they're now the New Jersey patch sponsor of the Detroit Pistons. It's a little, back and forth rivalry between those guys and Dan Gilbert's Quicken Loans. Dan Gilbert owns the Cleveland Cavaliers. Anyway, see how I tied all that into this spot, because you have the umbrella of United Wholesale Lending, which means you have all these lenders, all this access to all these different rates. But then you might think to yourself, Dave, I don't want to deal with some big national company. Okay, well, guess what? You don't have to. Because the offshoot of that, the satellite, shall I say, is my guy Shelby. And refinance with Shelby.com. Now, he has access to all of United Wholesale Lending's lenders, but he's local. He answers the phone. He knows all the crews here, from appraisers to title company, whatever it may be. So he will access you the best loan for you. He will not cookie cut you, shove you a square peg in a round hole of loans. You know what I'm saying? Work for me, work for my family. Did a great job. By the way, I heard a commercial the other day. I won't say what it was for because I don't want to blow this person up. But I did hear a commercial the other day. And it was somebody that I know personally in this business. And I know for a fact that they don't use the product that they're pitching. And it always pisses me off. I went to Shelby. I don't care how much this radio station is paying me. I'm not tying my home into somebody that's not going to do a great job. And had I thought Shelby was dropping the ball, it would have dropped him. Couldn't have been anything more opposite. It was an awesome loan. It was an even better process. The whole thing was great. And my next loan, well, I can get fired from KHK tomorrow. I promise you, my next real estate loan, whether it's a purchase, whether it's a refinance, I'm going to Shelby. Do the same thing. Refinance with Shelby.com. That's refinance with Shelby.com. NMLS number 279051. BRE number
01864354. Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
Earl is on the YouTube chat. He says the YouTube chat is just full of sycophants, too. I get more crap as a host on this YouTube chat than any YouTube chat anywhere, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Leading off is next. Playoffs. The A's and Coach K. Bye-bye. We'll do all that right after this.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal in the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
Rondo will run it up. F. Leonard off his hands. Can't get it away in time. And for the fifth consecutive game in this series, the road team has won. The Mavericks are a game away from their first trip into the second round of the playoffs. They come back to win 105-100.
They got to get announcers back to the games. I know they're starting to do that. I don't know who that was. I know Mark Folwell is the radio guy. I'm not sure if that was Mark or not. But Mark, whoever's doing that's doing it from their bedroom.
I think they're doing it at the actual Dallas Arena.
Dude, listen to his voice carefully. Listen to the echo. It's a weird room they're in.
Rondo will run it up. F. Leonard off his hands. Can't get it away in time. Yeah. And for the fifth consecutive game in this series, the road team has won. The Mavericks are a game away from their first trip into the second round of the...
Probably calling it from the media room,
They're calling it from an echoey room. You can tell.
Because media rooms don't have proper...
Right. Either way, most people aren't as nerdy as we are when it comes to that stuff.
No, most people don't notice
that. Please get the announcers back there. Yeah, and that's your big story. It's your big story from the game. Where were they calling it from? That's what we're going to cover today. The announcers should be back at the game, right? Nothing else. I'm watching that game, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. Talking about the Mavs Clippers, and we got three other games we got to go over, too.
We have one other game we have to go over.
Here's my question. If the Kings in the lottery get the number one or number two pick.
Uh-huh. Do you trade it for Luka?
No, what do you think? What do you think will be the prevailing emotion in the city? Will it be excitement and happiness?
Yes.
Or will it be a big pile of, oh my God, what pick are we going to screw up this time?
It'll be excitement and happiness with, like, a little bit of, oh, my God, we're going to screw it up seasoning on it. That makes sense.
I know this has
been a pinch of salt, so to speak.
I know this has been talked about before.
You sure?
But I hate the fact that this is true. Vlade Divac has his jersey in the rafters, and he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Vlade Divac is also one of the nicest, kindest human beings on the planet. This is a fact. Vlade Divac is also directly responsible for the two worst on-court moments in Sacramento Kings history. Directly responsible. One was not his fault, but the tip to Robert Horry. And the other was blowing that pick. Like, at the center of both. One was incredibly his fault. One was the right basketball play, yet still.
Where are we going with this?
I know what I don't want to do today.
I'm confused.
I don't want to spend the entire day lamenting the fact that we didn't pick Luka Doncic.
Oh, did that happen? You saw he had 42 points last night.
But I also got into my iPhone notes yesterday. I was looking for something.
Yeah, we saw.
I remembered. I put it on Twitter. I went back and I read the notes I made when a member of the front office that I will not name out of respect, because it was an off-record conversation, called me and we got into an argument because they had leaked to Brandon the Luka Doncic pick. Damn it. And
it's okay. You've mentioned the name, I'm pretty sure, on air before.
I don't know that I have.
I think you have.
I just feel ethically awkward in this one. And we ended up
just this one?
I know. We ended up getting in this argument on the phone. And I'll never forget saying, you'd better be right. Because if you're wrong, and I think you're wrong, you're never going to work in basketball at any high level again. Are you that sure? Would have been our number one pick. Would have been, if we had the one pick, we would have drafted Bagley. And it sucks having these conversations because it has nothing to do with Marvin Bagley, but it has everything to do with Marvin. And I feel so bad for the kid because it's not him. It's about Luka, who had 42 points last night. And
dare I say, propelled the Mavericks to a Game 5 win.
You could almost say single-handedly.
Yeah, it was nuts. Outside of a, you know, poor Zinger threer. Or something like that late in the game.
Rob Perez put out a stat we're going to get to Luka later on in the program that shows you how involved Luka was in the 37 made field goals by the Dallas Mavericks.
Was it all 37? Because it felt like it.
It was incredibly and insanely close.
I felt like when he was on the bench, he was assisting on shots.
Pretty much the only time I think he wasn't. Anyways, more to that in a bit. Number two.
Leading off. Cut number two.
You know, it's crazy. I was talking to Tom Izzo last night, and in the conversation, he had just had a meeting with Mike on Monday and on a conference call, and he said, you know what? Mike just didn't sound the same. I would not be shocked if he's near the end. And look, 41 years. Think about it. Name me the next time we're going to see a guy at one institution for 41 years. Think about what he's accomplished. Think about the lives he's impacted. Think about the success that he's had, not just in athletics, but think about all over that community and on that campus.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think from a Division I point of view, I don't think we ever see it.
No.
Nobody's ever going to be.
Especially today, day and age.
I don't even think 30 years.
I don't think 20.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Anyone hired like 2020 from here on out, you're not getting 20 plus at a major college. Not happening.
Absolutely no chance. Minutes after we got off the air yesterday, after we were already still spinning from the Boston Celtics news, Mike Krzyzewski announces his retirement. But this is what's great. Mike announces his retirement in a year. Because Mike wants the farewell tour, dude. And he's going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going to get the farewell tour.
Get the rocking chairs out, the commemorative plaques. They're all coming Coach K's way.
Mike Krzyzewski is 74 years old.
Not a young man.
This is how insane I am as a human. When I heard he was retiring, there were two things that came into my mind. Number one, when old lifers retire, I always worry they're going to die within 2 years. It's the Johnny Carson corollary. Once you stop doing what you've done your whole life, a lot of people just die. And I don't want Mike Krzyzewski to die. I want him to be 100. That's number one. Number two, this is my biggest question. It's not what's going to happen to Duke. It's not if their replacement's going to be great. No, no, no. My question is this. Now that he's going to retire, are we going to see in our lifetime Mike Krzyzewski stop dyeing his hair?
I was going to ask that. I think that's a great question. You know, at some point when the television cameras are off of you and you're kind of out of the limelight, like, don't you just let it go? And I guess the bigger question there is Mike gray or white-haired?
I think he's white-haired.
You think he's white-haired? You don't think he's gray? Because dark hair usually grays as opposed to whites.
I am here to see him David Letterman out, dude. Giant beard.
Oh, dude. It's
gray hair.
Would that not be amazing if, like, 6 months after he retires, like, Krzyzewski, there's a picture leaks of him in the Appalachian?
The best. All right, real quick, number three.
Leading off. Cut number three.
Bottom of the ninth, and the pitch is a swing and a ground ball to third. Chapman goes to second. Kemp goes to first. Double play to end the game. What a great way to end it. And Sean Manaea fires a complete game four-hit shutout against the Mariners on this Wednesday night.
Wow, Sean Manaea was flexing on the Mariners, and their starting pitcher, Chris Flexen.
What is it with the Mariners and either getting no-hitter shutout this year?
They're really
into it. It's kind of their thing.
That was a fine, fine game for Sean Manaea. Complete game shutout. A's win 33-25. First place. Yada, yada. We'll get into that a little bit later. But coming up next.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, let's recap last night. Four games. We got some series wrapped up and a series that is just right there. We got to talk about what's the best first round series.
I got an answer.
Okay, we'll do that and more next.
Same Carmichael Dave time, same Carmichael Dave channel, but a new text line number at 916-339-1140. The Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
We are live. Palmer Circle, right off of 160, Sacramento, California. Jay Mars, I'm Carmichael Dave. We'll take you all the way until 9 a.m. YouTube is flowing. Go to YouTube, search KHDK, and there we are. Hello, hi to everybody out there in TV land.
We're famous. We're on the TV.
We are.
My cameras and everything.
It's funny you're doing that accent.
Why?
Aunt Diane in Georgia.
You have an Aunt Diane in Georgia?
I do have
That's awesome.
Almost my dad's whole side of the family is East
Coaster. Where in Georgia?
Marietta.
Oh, okay.
Marietta, formerly of Athens. She hit me up yesterday and said, hey, I was watching you. And she is just like Southern Belle, blonde, gorgeous. I mean, she's, you know.
She's single?
Not 20 anymore. Maybe. But she is just the cutest, sweetest person ever. And she hit me up. And she goes, I was watching you on TV.
That's my nephew David. He's famous out there in California.
Anyways, 916-339-1140 is our text line.
David, have you met the president yet?
1-800-920-1140. No, with her, it would be something like, has the president met you yet?
Right.
That's how she would put it.
David, which movie star do you like to hang out with?
She is, every year, and like, obviously I would do this on my own, but every year she sends me a link to the Masters ticket application when it comes out.
That's so cute.
And she sends it to me, and I know this to be true. She knows how much I want to go, and she's really excited. And that's obviously a huge event there.
Of course.
You know, locally. But she also knows that if I go, I'm going to stay with her. And that excites her more than actually going to the thing.
Yeah,
which is
famous nephew David.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do. By the way, she also named her son David.
After her famous nephew, David.
We have the same first and last name. It's pretty funny when we all get together, as does his father, my uncle.
She told us, I named you after your famous cousin.
Exactly.
He's out there in California.
Yeah, well, I'm 2 years older than my cousin, so I wasn't world famous yet.
Posthumous or something like that.
Yeah, posthumous.
She changed his name when you were born.
Posthumous is the fish that sucks all the stuff off the
floor. The posthumous?
Yes.
How do you say it?
Posthumous.
Who's Picosimus?
He was a Greek philosopher.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. Connor Daly. Connor Daly led 40 laps of the Indianapolis 500 last weekend.
And lost.
Now, a lot of people talk about stuff like racing. It's like when you think about racing, uh-huh. you're not really it's not really exercise. You're sitting in a car and you're driving. I mean, listen, you've got to move around and stuff.
Dude, have you ever tried to hold your bladder for 500 laps?
Well, yeah, but that's not something that necessarily, that's not going to thin you down. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Well, there's a health data app, Whoop, not to be confused with Woof,
Whoop,
if you're an office fan, but Whoop, that shows that Connor Daly, during the Indy 500 last weekend, his average heart rate was 146 beats per minute. Now, please keep in mind, that's like you're running, like you're jogging beats a minute. His max heart rate was 174. He burned 2,078 calories racing.
Mm-hmm.
It was 65 degrees out. It wasn't that he sweated it off. Imagine, I mean, that is basically like you played pickup basketball for 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Adrenaline's a hell of an appetite suppressant or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I mean, if you they need to come up with the adrenaline diet where maybe instead of you know eating right and exercising, you just like ride roller coasters the whole time.
I'm with that.
Stuff like that.
Bro, listen.
The roller coaster diet, we've all been on it.
Yeah, you'll lose weight.
Well, let's just be honest, Jay. There's a number of diets we could prescribe that aren't exactly healthy you'd lose weight on.
By the way, remind me at some point in the show, I have a show idea that we actually need to make happen.
Oh, God.
No, it's a good promotional vehicle.
Is it?
Yes.
Does it involve me quitting smoking?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It actually involves eating, so I know you'll be about it.
No, I'm not.
No, you don't eat.
Oh.
I mean, you do.
All right, great games last night.
Let's
do that.
Yeah, maybe one and a half.
Well, I mean, you know, listen.
Jazz Grizzlies sucked. We can agree, right?
Jazz Grizzlies was terrible.
Sixers Wizards, who cares?
Yeah, that was also terrible. That series wraps up. Jazz Grizzlies, that series wraps up after, remember, Memphis won the first one, and then... Donovan Mitchell played. That makes a difference. Knicks and Hawks, that wrapped up at Madison Square Garden.
Trey the Troll is my new favorite thing.
Hey,
I didn't know he had that in him.
He took a bow after hitting a long three-pointer, and I love it. And I love all the future of him being at MSG.
Dude, I don't care who you are. It takes a little bit of a testicular fortitude, so to speak, to troll the MSG crowd.
And he did. And you know who else trolled him, too, in a different way? People are all talking about Trae Young. The fact that Clint Capella went off as much as he did and then just followed it up.
He backed it up.
Did that before. It's one thing to do that before a home game. You did that before a road game and went in there and backed it up.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Basketball related.
Yeah.
If Joel Embiid is either banged up or not playing and missing some games in this Sixers-Hawks series.
Yeah.
Is it out of the question to think the Hawks will be in the Eastern Conference Finals?
It's not out of the question. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. No, this would put them in the semis.
No, this is the semis. The Hawks and the Sixers are going to play in the semis, dude.
Oh, God, that's right. Ugh. That's right. You also got to – we also need to take a moment at some point and go back to the firestorm that hit when Nate McMillan took over as Hawks coach.
I have to apologize to the entire Hawks organization. I thought that was a dumb move. I didn't think it was Lloyd Pierce's fault. That's my bad. I was wrong.
I mean, guess what? You've got a lot of company in that stadium. Not everybody could have been like me predicting they'd make the playoffs. Didn't happen.
You son of a Floridian.
But, man, you want to talk about a turnaround. In fact, at some point during the show, can we go back and find that the Hawks record when Lloyd Pierce was fired?
I believe it was under 500, wasn't it?
I think it was, too. And now they're in the second round of the playoffs.
I mean, just look at everybody that... I mean, granted, they also got healthy when McMillan took over.
Sure.
We do have to factor that in, but...
No, that hurts the narrative.
Look at Bogdan coming on after Nate McMillan took over. Dude has been a different player. He really struggled that first part of the season.
Oh, sure he did. And we've always kind of thought playoff bogey would be a fun bogey.
He is.
And here
he
we
was
are.
Really good.
Just to remind you, here's Clint Capella's comments the day before yesterday.
They're trying to play tough. I mean, push our guys around and talk, but we can do that too. And we showed them as soon as they came back here that we can push guys around too. We can talk as well. So what you going to do about it? And we can get a win with it. So what you going to do about it? Oh, game four, you're coming back again. Well, it's going to happen again. We win the game. We talk and we push around. So what are you going to do about it? So that's what happened. We can do it too. We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. They send you on vacation. Mm.
You know, that move the Hawks made to acquire him last year, you know, because he didn't, I don't think he played at all for them last year. He was hurt. Kind of fell under the radar. He's been great for them.
Sneaky.
He's been so good this year, and nobody really talks about it. But Clint Capella has been damn good in Atlanta.
Did they sign him? I forget. Did they sign him as a...
No, they traded. Remember there was that really, I think it was like super over-the-top complicated four-team trade last year?
Yeah, they got Clint Capella and Nene from the Rockets
Nene.
In a 14 trade involving 12 players. The Hawks trade Evan Turner and a conditional first-round pick they had acquired from Brooklyn to the Timberwolves and a 2024 second-round pick to the Rockets. Interesting.
What are the Rockets getting that deal?
Bag of rice. Houston gets Jordan Bell and Robert Covington from the Timberwolves.
Roko, okay.
Interesting. I mean...
That was when they just said, screw it, we're going to play guys 6'7" and under at center.
I mean, they were setting everything up. And Clint Capella comes in and really helps anchor the defense and the rebounding. Plus, only 27. It seems like he's in his 30s. He's only 27. But there's a guy even younger on that team that's taken him into the second round of the playoffs.
Trey Young in the middle. Trey gets the pick, fires a long three, and he makes it. Trey hits the long three from way downtown.
Also this one.
Trey Young dribbling up top. Trey backs up, shoots the three. Bang! Trey Young with a clutch three-pointer.
103-89, here was Trey Young post-game.
Feeling good after we won the series regardless, but, I mean, winning here with all the fans still chanting the same stuff and really doing the same stuff, I mean, it feels good, too.
Feels good. Feels good, too.
Or as Tim Ryan would say, it feels great, baby.
Feels great, baby. One final thing on that. Yeah, we'll get to the Clippers and Mavericks, trust me, throughout the day.
Also, Rajon Rondo looking at Kawhi Leonard's my favorite thing on the internet right now.
One last thing on that Knicks-Hawks game and Knicks-Hawks series. Way under the radar. DeAndre Hunter's defense on Julius Randle.
Shut him down.
Is the difference to me in that series.
Again, another guy that was hurt in the beginning of the year. Yep. They get back right around the time Nate McMillan comes into the fold, and he's been terrific. And yeah, you're right. Nobody is talking about how he shut down Julius Randle.
23 years old, first-round pick, fourth overall in 2019. Mm-hmm. People forget this. You remember the team that picked him?
The Lakers.
The Lakers.
And they had to trade him as part of that AD trade.
How about that?
Not a bad move there.
Not a bad move.
Well, it's funny. Wait, so they trade him to the Pelicans, right? And then the Pelicans traded him to the Hawks.
We'll take
a break.
Think
the Pelicans could use him?
Yeah, I think maybe they could.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, let's gather up some baseball. The Giants were off yesterday, but that didn't stop them from getting awards. We have a retirement, a big, like physically big retirement from the 49ers. And the A's behind Sean Manaea stay in first place. Also, very sad anniversary as well. We got a lot to get to next.
The Carmichael Dave Show. Thoughtful, smart, engaging. None of these terms apply here, but he will read your snarky hate text at 916-339-1140.
ESPN scouting guru and I believe future NBA front office member Mike Schmitz put out a tweet just as we were coming back. Between Luka Doncic, Trae Young, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, Jaren Jackson, Michael Porter Jr., Jalen Brunson, Landry Shamet, Dante DiVincenzo, DeAnthony Melton, and Bruce Brown, the 2018 NBA draft has been heavily represented this postseason. From stars to role players, an absolutely loaded class. What really hurts, not mentioned, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's okay.
Not a bad basketball player. I'd have him on my team. Yeah, SGA, the only mention that's missing, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 11 with Shea. Imagine 11 players just off the top of the 2018 draft. And you had the number two pick.
Are we doing this all morning? This is the second reference.
I don't know.
And it's just not even 7 a.m.
I don't know. All right, one more thing and then we'll move on temporarily. I put out a poll yesterday. I actually thought this is quite interesting, the response. And I do think some of this is recency bias because it was last night I put this out. I'll ask you this question. You can only have one. And you get him at a lifetime contract.
Okay.
Luka Doncic or Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Giannis.
I would say Giannis too. I would think about it, but I would say Giannis. 66% of the almost 1,000 respondents thus far would take Luka Doncic over Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What time did you put this poll out?
Oh, it was 20 minutes after the game.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Thought there might be a little recency bias there.
The thing is Giannis is probably not as exciting. Let me clarify that statement. To the vast majority of NBA fans, I don't think Giannis is as exciting as Luka Doncic. I disagree with that because I also enjoy defense.
Giannis on a fast break is one of my favorite things
I'm
ever.
With you. Giannis taking, Giannis crossing half. How many times have we seen where Giannis crosses half court? What was it?
Two steps later, that's the best.
Right, like it's literally two or three steps to a dunk. They're both fantastic players, but I was just kind of curious, and that's a little surprising, don't you
give
think?
Give me Giannis. I mean, again, because of the timing of the poll, Giannis just had a monster game and you put that out, I think you might see a difference of an opinion.
Maybe I'll put the same poll out after Giannis has a big game here in the playoffs. Just see
let's hope
difference.
He does.
Yeah, I know, right?
That Nets-Bucks series I think is going to be a lot of fun.
That Nets-Bucks series is the marquee second-round matchup.
I agree.
It is. That is going to be a blast. And let me tell you something. If the Nets just destroy them, now I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little scared. The Nets just roll through and just pump
I don't think the Nets will destroy them. I think the Nets will probably beat them, but yeah. I don't think they'll destroy them. I think it'll be a good series.
Well, Mitch Moreland destroyed this fastball.
Pitch. And that's a cutter, that's slammed to center. And deep, and Trammell takes a look. He admires it. It's off the hitter's background. Three quarters of the way up. A bomb from Mitch Moreland. His fifth Oakland home run.
Well, it could have stopped right there, even though that made it 5-0. It could have been a solo shot. That's all Shaman I had needed.
Bottom of the ninth, and the pitch is a swing and a ground ball to third. Chapman goes to second. Kemp goes to first. Double play to end the game. What a great way to end it. And Sean Manaea fires a complete game four-hit shutout against the Mariners on this Wednesday night.
Well, there you go. The A's do not pick up a game on the Astros. The Astros have won four in a row. They do pick up a game, though, on not just the Mariners, but the Rangers. Rangers lost their eighth in a row. Rangers are 10.5 back. It's early, but it's not looking good for them.
No?
No.
You don't see a big size Texas comeback?
Uh-uh.
Me neither.
The Giants,
by the way, the Angels, yeah. They're not coming. They're not going to win the West.
No?
Prediction.
Really?
Mark that down. Uh-huh. June 3rd. Jay Mars at 6:51 a.m. says the Angels will not win the AL West.
You're telling me a team with three of the best hitters in baseball, and one of those hitters happens to also be one of the better pitchers in baseball, and they're just not going to win it.
Yeah, and simply because Trout is out for a while.
Yeah.
If Trout were playing, I'm sure they would be like 19 games above
totally.
500.
100%.
Yeah. Go Angels. Yay, Halos. Light it up.
The idle Giants. Well, hey, there you go. Just sit back and play Nintendo and gain a half game as they are now a full game ahead of.
Sit back and play Nintendo.
Play Nintendo, listen to your Dan Fogelberg records, whatever these kids do these days. And, hey, look, you gained a half game there. How about that? Kevin Gausman wins the NL Pitcher of the Month. Yeah, how about that, right? Look at that. Really, and when you're in the same league as Jacob DeGrom, and you're able to win Pitcher of the Month, that's like a double award.
For sure. He should get a trophy and a medal.
He really, really should.
Is Kevin Gausman the best pitcher nobody knows about?
Yes. 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 In honor of Marv Albert. Although, interestingly enough, numbers weren't that great for the month.
No?
No.
Why don't you go over some of those numericals?
So he had 6 starts. He was 5-0. So all that tells me is he didn't win one of those starts.
What a loser.
0.73 ERA.
He almost gave up a run?
Yep. He pitched 37 innings.
That's pretty good.
Now, just quick math, Jay, because we have to go.
Well, the average MLB starter goes an out.
So 37 innings, if you got all 3 out, at, you know, if it was up and down, 3 up, 3 down each time, that's 111 batters he faced, right? And I know he faced more. Only struck out in 37 innings, 49 batters. By the way, what that tells me is, in 37 innings, he didn't strike out 62 batters.
Oh.
22 hits in 37 innings. Struck out 49, walked 6. Those are video game numbers, dude.
Have a month, kid.
I mean, overall, he's 6-0. With a 1.4 ERA, he ranks 3rd in ERA, top 10 in strikeouts, opponent average, and whip.
Dare I say, Kevin Gausman will be an NL All-Star this year.
Don't jinx it, please.
I'm not jinxing anything.
You think he's clinched it?
I think it's there. Him and old Bust. Bust Posey.
Also, not for nothing, total coincidence, but Kevin Gausman, a free agent next year. Woof. I'd invest in Kevin Gausman right now because he's getting paid. In fact, if I was Kevin Gausman, I'd fake an injury right now. I'd fake like some random injury that wasn't like chronic. Like I'd break my foot, but like say that my wife ran over it backing out of the garage. So that way nobody's worried about your health. And just go into the off season. It can't get much better than this, right? Just get paid. My goodness. What are we doing here? Oh, we're doing my friends at Cinch. Speaking of Cinch, yeah, he's a cinch to make the All-Star team, and it's a cinch getting propane delivered to your house. It's not amateur paint, it's propane. Probably used a lot of it up over Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, I know it was hot, but those cool, well, semi-cool nights. And a lot of grilling for a lot of you that use propane grills. Very simple. Don't go to the gas station. Stop getting your propane those other ways. I had a guy text me. He was like, I get my propane through natural gas connected to my house. I'm like, well, good for you, dude. So for the other 99.999% of people in the world, stop going out and don't go to the gas station. It's more expensive. You get dirty looks. You got to drag your old dirty propane tank in your car. Go to cinch.com. Tell them how many exchanges you want. 1, 2, 3, 20. It doesn't matter. Leave your empty tanks on your front porch. They'll bring new tanks and drop them off. That's it. It's not a subscription service. There's no minimum. Well, I guess 1 is the minimum, obviously. You can also buy new tanks from them as well. Right now, use promo code DAVE. $10, your first exchange. That's over half of what you, under half of what you pay at the gas station. Cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H, promo code Dave. Cinch.com, promo code Dave. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
Did we just fly through an hour of radio? Woof. Wow. All right. Soundgarden, Tom Brady, Whit Grusbeck. Wow, a lot of Boston represented here, former and present. And Matt LaFleur on the Aaron Rodgers situation. We'll get to that after this.